It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Today's book is a young adult novel that weaves fantasy and history. WPSU's own Christine Allen reviews The Mermaid's Sister by Carrie Ann Noble.
The Mermaid's Sister won the Young Adult category in Amazon.com's Breakthrough Novel of the Year contest in 2014. As part of the prize for that contest, Amazon published the novel in 2015. The author is Carrie Ann Noble. She lives near Montoursville, PA. She set her novel on Landfair Mountain in Cambria County, Pennsylvania, in the year 1870. It was an era when folk magic was still practiced in the rural areas of the state. And there's plenty of magic and many elements of fantasy in this romantic tale. It surrounds two teenage girls, Marin and Clara, adopted separately in very unusual circumstances and raised as sisters by a woman they call Auntie Verity. Verity is an expert in the use of herbs as medicine, but when Marin, who has always loved the water, shows signs of growing scales and webs between her fingers, there's nothing Auntie Verity can do about it. The 16-year-old girl is turning into a mermaid. Clara, her devoted but entirely human sister, must get Marin to the ocean before she dies for want of seawater. Enter a young man named O'Neill. He's the teenage son of an old family friend named Scarf. The two men come to the mountain to visit now and then in the gypsy-like wagon from which they sell all manner of common and exotic wares, from pots and pans to beautifully embroidered shoes. O'Neill agrees to help Clara take Marin to the sea, a long and treacherous journey by horse-drawn wagon from western Pennsylvania. And along the way, they must keep Marin safe in a container of salted water and hidden from prying eyes, especially those of a traveling carnival that would love to have a mermaid as their prized attraction. Their adventure has all the elements of an engaging young adult story. Teenagers on a life-or-death mission, colorful but shady characters, desperate danger, and a love triangle. It's wrapped in enough magic and mythical characters to bring it into the realm of fantasy, but not too far from the culture of rural Pennsylvania in the 1870s. While most young adult books are for teenagers, I think the colorful, magical nature of this one will hold a lot of appeal for preteens as well. The lovable antics of the family's unusual pet will keep you smiling, and the sounds and sights, even the smells of 19th century Pennsylvania are beautifully rendered in the book. While the plot, and especially its denouement, will keep readers of all ages turning the pages. The Mermaid's Sister is an engaging and delightful read. Bring it to the beach with you this summer, and you might not look at those waves in quite the same way again.
That book is The Mermaid's Sister by Carrie Ann Noble. It's published by Amazon Digital Services. Our reviewer, Christine Allen, is the program director at WPSU-FM. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it at WPSU.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.